This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rod Visubramanian.
The Daily Gamecock, which is the editorially independent student newspaper at the University of South Carolina, went dark for a week this month because, as noted in a piece written by the editorial staff, they're not doing okay. The editorial staff said the fall semester has become a structureless blur of breaking news, online meetings, quarantines, and the usual course loads. They say they've been overworked, have not been sleeping, and at times have forgotten to eat because they've been so busy. And I suppose this probably pertains to some professional journalists, too. This has just been one of those years, one of these times in history when there's just so much going on. Are you guys seeing the same sort of stress level with your students, in particular your journalism students?
I know I've spoke to my students. We're adjusting to some new things in a new way that we're putting the newspaper together. We're strictly online this semester, and we've recently reduced the number of publications just to help put up some better quality. But in talking with one of the editors, that I just asking how are you and your peers doing? I know how I'm doing because I'm doing many Zoom classes a day, and I'm speaking at a laptop, and I just see pictures and video of people on the other end. But that doesn't mean I really have a good gauge of what's going on. And I think they're struggling out there. And I think what's happening in South Carolina, maybe to not to that extent, but there's some struggling going on that people are trying to adjust in a life of COVID, in a life of COVID-19, of which is not going away. And I think having taking distance and alternative learning is not exactly easy. It's better than nothing, obviously, but I think there's some struggles there. I think there's some struggles with having to not be able to have direct in-person contact and access, having interviews with people. There's more so people are more or less unwilling to have interviews, but maybe do something that's over the phone, which is fine, but it's not ideal. And so these students are, I think, have some extent struggling to really adjust to the times. I know I would if I were there in their shoes too. And so I don't know if my students are losing sleep, but I think given the model of learning that they've had to adapt to and now the model of reporting that they've had to adapt to, it's definitely been a challenge. And it's something I'm very concerned about as both an instructor and an advisor of student media here on campus.
Usually the month of October and November, my class students usually kill their grandmother, grandfather, uncle, and aunt. Not literally, but they say, oh, my grandma passed away, my grandpa. You know, this is just excuses for them to kind of, you know, handle their stress level. This is what happens all the time in all my classes. But I think off late with this pandemic, I think it's in a different ballgame altogether. And I've noticed how significantly, you know, I mean, I haven't got any emails about anybody dying this semester, but rather they're just being open about saying, you know what, man, I need some extension on these assignments. I won't be able to turn this in. I mean, this is a complete paradigm shift for me in terms of how the students handle the stress. And I mean, I have never got any emails this semester about anybody dying in their household because I think, you know, the students have come to a very different kind of reality. They're having some weird work hours. They're having some students are working even two or three jobs, I mean, either online or in person. And also, academic is a lot of stress. You know, for a 3-credit-hour class, the students are expected to work almost like 5-6 hours every week for every class. Imagine they're doing with 5 classes. A semester. So that's a lot of load, especially students who are academically inclined. So again, this is a kind of a very, you know, grim situation of what's happening at the students at South Carolina, especially the student journalists. And this is pretty much a representation of most of the campuses across the country where, you know, all the student journalists have to shuttle their full-time job, which helps them pay their tuition, and also to focus on their classwork and also their projects. And this is the time when they also have to do a lot of papers and projects and assignments. So that's a lot of, you know, stressful situation for the students, especially the student journalists. I think, you know, I totally kind of, you know, empathize and feel for the students, journalists who are in South Carolina, where they decided, okay, man, this is what it is, man. We cannot. They have come to a stop. And also, it's a very good, way to highlight the concept of mental health, which is completely sidelined in our society. You know, people don't know who's depressed or not. I might be laughing and smiling in front of you, but deep down, I might be so much stressed out, but I really don't know how I'm handling it. And I think this is a very good way of getting the message across that this is a time where we have to be nice to one another, and everybody's having a tough time, and we need to be supportive of each other's ventures and be there for each other.
I'll admit you had me for a moment there, Rajvi, when you mentioned students killing their older relatives. I was worried about what was going on there.
It's a real stressful time.
I'm wondering, in terms of a newspaper, and I don't know if the Daily Gamecock is online or if it's still printing, but why a focus on putting out, for example, one edition a week? Why not just post stories as they get done?
That's a good point. And that's a option that I also was thinking about for us. But I think that would need to be a deeper dive on what's going on there. I wonder if they also struggle to get student participation in student newspapers, which has been what my experience has been.
What I read from this article about this, or from the editorial actually that the staff wrote, it seems like a pretty big staff, because stories go through a lot of hands before they actually get published.
Okay, and I think that'd be a good option to just try to change their model and see as pro stories whenever you can as you get them. But I guess my assumption would be they're trying to be more traditionalist and always have the day that you can hang your hat on when they always come out and you can always find them online.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they have to be more open to evolve, as I think we've finally had to here on campus with our student publication.
All right. And with that, I think we'll wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more A Shop Talk.